Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text today is taken from our gospel according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter. Well, many of you may not know that my wife and I, Donna and I, we enjoy gardening. All right, we like to put all kinds of plants in the ground, and in particular, it has to flower. All right, it's got to flower. It's got to be very colorful, that kind of thing. We're not particularly vegetable gardeners, although I wouldn't mind doing that. But primarily between the two of us, we like to put in flowers. And so with that then, at our home there in Georgia, we've got all kinds of daylilies on the side of the house, some hibiscus and that kind of thing. Roses, I love roses. Red roses, yellow roses, climbing roses, even got a purple rose. All kinds of roses. In the front of the house there, we've got some more roses and grasses and that kind of thing. And then along the back fence, we got a big backyard. I've got 10 different kinds of crepe myrtles back there, all different colors. Got white ones, purple ones, dark purple, light purple, pink. Got pink with has a white edge around the edge and end of it. Really beautiful. And it even got a watermelon colored crepe myrtle. It's just gorgeous. Now, coming up here, I was thinking, what am I going to put in my yard back here? And so somebody sent me out to Hicks. They said that was a good place to go. So I went out there, and sure enough, I was stunned when I went out there and I saw that they had crepe myrtles. I'm thinking, they can survive up here? And so I went and talked to the manager and told him where I was from, and we're talking about all the different kinds of stuff. And he's like, yeah, these variety here, they do survive up here. So just go back there and pick them out. So I went back there and I looked, and in fact, all the colors that they had, I'm like, they're already in my yard back down there in Georgia. So I'm like, this is okay. And so I picked out three and had those sent out, as well as some daylilies, picked up some of those. And then, too, there's a hibiscus that can grow even up here, I noticed, and it's kind of neat to see. It puts out a plate-sized flower. It's just fabulous. So I got a couple of those, have that down in Georgia as well. So now that I've got all these here and I'm excited about putting them in the ground, it's like, you got to find out what kind of soil you have. So, yeah, it's kind of funny because when you dig down in the soil here, you can have good soil and you can go 10, 15 feet away in your yard and it could be something terrible too. You never know. It's the same everywhere. And so here I find, though, that as I'm digging down into that ground, you all have lots of rocks in the dirt, Little ones, big ones, all kinds of stuff. It's got to be careful there because, whenever I'm putting stuff in the ground, I always like to get some potting soil, and I put that around the plants, and then I take some potting soil and mix it with the soil I dug out of the ground and put that around it and stuff, so that way I have a good chance for it to grow, put some fertilizer down and that kind of thing. And so that's what I was doing here. But sometimes, like I say, you run into different kinds of things in the soil, like I did one time in my yard in Georgia. I'm digging down because I'm spacing out these crepe myrtles. I got 10 of them, right? And so I make sure that they're a certain distance from the fence, certain distance in between themselves, and that kind of thing. So I've got one spot where I have to dig right here. So I'm digging down, all of a sudden my shovel stops. That always makes me nervous because I have a sprinkler system, and that's not good. Shovels and PVC pipe don't mix well. Well, I'm digging down there, and I'm scraping it away. I've got a log down there in the ground. And this log is charred, too. And so I'm sitting there digging it. I mean, it's this big around, and at least it started out seeing it this big, and I'm having to dig way over here until I get to the end of it, and it's all charred. And I'm finding other stuff down there is charred, too. That's when I realized something. When they went into my neighborhood and were building everything, the subdivision, they just scraped all the trees off, all right? And so they must have made a burn pile in what would become my backyard. And so I've got all this crud down there. And so, you got to really mix the soil in good at that time, because I had put all kinds of stuff in there before I could even put in my crepe myrtle. You see, gardening can really be a challenge. And it certainly makes a difference what kind of soil you put your plants in. And that's what Jesus is speaking in here, in parables. He's talking to people in ways in which they're going to understand, they can readily identify with what's going on, and gardening was for them. And so let's take a look at this parable here that we have for this morning. Now, he starts off with talking about seeds, all right? So we got to explain what's all in this parable here. So what are seeds? Well, seeds, that's the Word of God. And so as we learn from the Old Testament lesson here for this morning, that the Word of God is powerful. So shall my word that goes out from my mouth, it shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. So God's word, again, has power, and it accomplishes things, gets things done. But as it gets things done, though, we need to be mindful of the fact that who's Jesus speaking to? He's speaking to sinners, you and I, like that. Because, well, the hearer of God's word and our sinful condition, well, we have the opportunity there to reject God's word or certainly to misunderstand it. And so we need to remember from your days as you were studying in the catechism, we cannot by our own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ or come to him. Faith is a gift. And so what does keep us from hearing this gift that God gives to us, working through his word? Well, for that, we go on to Jesus' parable here. So first, Jesus speaks about the evil one. All right, well, we're speaking about the devil here. It's like birds snatching that seed off the ground there. Well, he's working on you by distracting you with temptations. That's what's happening. He's working on your heart. Could be working on it right now. You might be sitting there thinking right now, it's like, you know, where are we going to go for supper right after dinner, right after the church here this morning? You know, are we going to go to brunch or maybe wait a little bit longer? So you're sitting here thinking that. Maybe you're thinking about, well, what you did last night. You know, that movie was great, or whatever you went out to dinner then, too. That was a good thing. So all these kinds of thoughts are starting to introduce into your thoughts right now, and you're thinking all these different kinds of things. And you know, maybe you're thinking about other things. Well, how hot or cold is it in church? You know, you might be thinking, well, it's rather noisy or rather it's rather quiet. Where is everybody? You're starting to think all kinds of things. And really what the devil's doing then is that he's introducing these temptations there in your thoughts, trying to distract you, keep you away from God's word. And so when he's doing that, well, he's just making sure that you don't hear God's word, doesn't work on your heart, and keeps you away, at least keeps your thoughts away. Well, the next distraction that Jesus speaks about is the one who receives the word joyfully and then. Well, who's the subject there as far as introducing those things? Well, that's you and I, all right? That's your own sinful self. You come to worship here because you come here, you're expecting some things here. You know, you're expecting to have a good worship experience here. You're wanting to come to worship at this place because you want to make friends. And then something happens. Somebody says something to you that you don't like. Oh, wow. So you're sitting there, it's like, oh, this is a terrible place to be. I can't believe they talk like that. Did you know what they said? You know, so you start sharing that with other people. And so then what's happening there? You start to distance yourself away from the Lord. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be that. It could be just your own personal experience. Say you're praying for something, and God seemingly doesn't answer your prayer the way you want it, at least. And so you're thinking, you know, this praying stuff, well, that doesn't work either. And so what happens? Again, just like the devil and the temptations there, you start thinking these kinds of things in your own thoughts there. It's like, well, what happens? Well, then you quickly, then when trouble comes upon you, you abandon God's word. First of all, you hear it, you think it's great, you want to hear more of it, and then when things don't work out the way you want them to, it's like that God business doesn't work, and you walk away. Well, what's the next thing here that Jesus speaks about? Well, lastly, it's that thorny problem, right? That's the world and all that it has to offer. You know, that's where we fail to recognize that all the blessings that we receive come from God's hand. They're there for us. They're there for us and for service in his kingdom. But trouble is that the world creeps in. It's like, you know, hey, everything that you earned, that's yours. You know, when are you going to think about yourself? When are you going to start doing something for you? Think about all the advertisements that speak to that. Burger King, have it your way. Nike, just do it, okay? Those kinds of things, right? You know, you focus on yourself there. And then when you start thinking about all that stuff, well, you know, all that stuff that I did earn, well, it is mine, you know? Instead of helping others, you're sitting there thinking, no. You know, they got themselves into that situation. Let them get themselves out. Or if they need money, let the government take care of it, all right? The government can do all that kind of thing. And so what happens then is that in your selfishness there, you become callous towards other people. And unbeknownst to you, that when you become callous towards other people, you're becoming callous towards God as well. So the devil, your sinful self, and the world can keep you from hearing God's word and cause you even then to despise hearing God's word. And so ultimately then, what does this result for the Christian? Well, your faith is not strengthened because you've been ignoring God's word, no worship, and no Bible study. So what's a person to do? Well, it reminds me of some unwanted guests that I had come and pay a visit at my house one time. These unwanted guests were coming up and eating my roses in my front yard. They were deer. So I'm like, how am I going to get rid of these deer, you know? And so I do a little bit of studying there and getting online, trying to figure out different kinds of ways in which to get rid of deer, until finally I found this product that I bought. It's called Deer Be Gone. All right? Well, it's a spray that you spray on your flowers and in the other parts that you don't want them eating, and so you spray that kind of stuff out there, and you know, it smells a little bit like cinnamon, so it's really kind of bizarre, but you spray that on there, and I found out, you know what? It works. They went over to my neighbor's house and started eating his flowers. It was good stuff. But what was I doing there? I was doing a little bit of studying, and that's exactly what Jesus wants you to do. Do a little bit of studying there. Studying of God's word. Because when you read it or hear it in a sermon, well, what blessings can be found? There's a passage that's in between our two sections here of our gospel reading today in which Jesus said, "But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For truly I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it." In other words, as the disciples and all those folks who were listening in there hear Jesus teach, they were learning about the kingdom of God. They'd been told these things by Jesus, and so in turn, they're learning here that faith is being created in their hearts. And this faith that's being created is not of their own doing. It's not by works, but rather it's happening by the word of God. And this is what Jesus is saying here when he means, as for when what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. When you study God's word and hear it preached, it works on your heart. It's making that soil better. And the better that soil gets, the better your understanding of his word becomes. And so, what is it that you understand then? Well, that without God's love, his sending of his son Jesus, well, there would be no forgiveness of sins. But you would come to understand that, know that there is one and only one Savior, Jesus Christ, who died for you so that your sins would be forgiven. And as he rose from the grave alive, he gives you hope. Hope that you didn't have before. Hope of everlasting life. Sure, we're going to have things that happen in our own lives, and the devil is going to attack you. But what do we find in God's word? That when you resist the devil, what does he do? He flees. The Bible would be, devil be gone, if you will. Right? And that's what happens when we learn and we study his word. Because then that soil in which our faith is grows and becomes better and better. And what does it do then? Well, as we serve God in his kingdom, it has results. 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold. Just depends on who you are and what you're doing with this word that God gives to you. So when those things come, remember, turn to the Lord. Don't run away from him. He's there for you now and always through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace of God surpasses all human understanding. Guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.